The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 9, text number 27, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Kikari. Recorded on June 29th, 2008, in Chosica, Peru.
So, today here is a wonderful temple in Chosica, Peru. We are studying from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 9, text number 27. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Dana Dharman Raja Dharman. Moksha Dharman Vibhagasha. Sri Dharman Bhagavad Dharman Samasa Vyasa Yogata. I'll be the English translation and you can do the Spanish on both the purport and the translation. He then explained by the visions acts of sacrifice, acts of charity, the pragmatic activities of a king, and activities for salvation. Then he described the duties of women and devotees, both briefly and extensively.
Él explicó entonces por divisiones los actos de caridad, las actividades pragmáticas de un rey y las actividades en aras de la salvación. Luego describió los deberes de las mujeres y los devotos, tanto breve como extensamente.
And do the purport in Spanish. Okay. English should be too long.
Yeah. Significado. Dar caridad es una de las principales funciones de la persona casada. Y ella debe estar dispuesta a dar como caridad al menos el 50% del dinero que arduamente ha ganado. Un brahmachari o estudiante debe realizar sacrificios, una persona casada debe dar caridad y una persona que ha adoptado la vida retirada o la orden de renuncia debe practicar penitencias y austeridades. Esas son las funciones generales de todos los ashrams u órdenes de vida que se hallan en la senda de la autorrealización. En la vida de brahmacharis se imparte una formación suficiente, de modo que uno pueda entender que el mundo como propiedad le pertenece al Señor Supremo, la personalidad de Dios. Nadie puede pretender entonces ser el propietario de nada que esté en el mundo. De manera que la vida de una persona casada, que es una especie de licencia para el disfrute sexual, se debe dar caridad para el servicio del Señor. La energía de todo el mundo se genera o se toma prestada del manantial de energía del Señor. En consecuencia, las acciones resultantes de dicha energía deben dársele al Señor en la forma de un amoroso servicio trascendental que se le presta a Él. Así como los ríos extraen agua del mar a través de las nubes y de nuevo descienden al mar, de modo similar nuestra energía se toma prestada de la fuente suprema, la energía del Señor, y debe ir de vuelta al Señor. Eso constituye la perfección de todo lo que hagamos. Toda penitencia a la que nos sometamos, todo lo que sacrifiquemos, todo lo que comamos o todo lo que demos como caridad, se le debe ofrecer a Él, al Señor. Esa es la manera de utilizar nuestra energía prestada. Cuando nuestra energía se utiliza de esa manera, se purifica de la contaminación de las embriagueces materiales y así nos volvemos aptos para nuestra vida natural y original de servicio al Señor. Raya Dharma es una ciencia, una gran ciencia, a diferencia de la diplomacia moderna para la supremacía política. A los reyes se los prepara sistemáticamente para que se volvieran muníficos y no solo fueran recaudadores de impuestos. A ellos se los educaba para que realizaran diferentes sacrificios únicamente para la prosperidad de los súbditos. Dirigir a los prayas hacia el logro de la salvación era un gran deber del rey. El padre, el maestro espiritual y el rey no deben volverse irresponsables en lo que concierne a dirigir a los súbditos hacia la senda en la que logren la liberación final del nacimiento, la muerte, las enfermedades y la vejez. Cuando estos deberes fundamentales son bien desempeñados, no hay necesidad del gobierno del pueblo por el pueblo. En los tiempos modernos, la generalidad de la gente ocupa la administración mediante el poder de los votos manipulados, pero nunca se les forma en lo referente a los deberes fundamentales del rey, y además eso no es posible para todos. Bajo esas circunstancias, los administradores carentes de preparación hacen estragos al tratar de que los súbditos sean felices en todos los aspectos. Por otra parte, estos administradores sin preparación se vuelven gradualmente pícaros y ladrones, y aumentan los impuestos para financiar una administración con demasiado personal dirigente, la cual es inútil para todos los fines. En verdad, los brahmanas capacitados tienen la función de dirigir a los reyes para una buena administración en términos de escrituras tales como el Manu Sanghita y el Dharma y los Dharma Shastras de Parashara. Un rey modelo es el ideal de la generalidad de la gente, y si el rey es piadoso, religioso, valiente y munífico, los ciudadanos generalmente lo siguen. Un rey de ese tipo no es una persona perezosa y sensual que vive a costa de los súbditos, sino que más bien siempre está alerta para matar a ladrones y daikots. Los reyes piadosos no eran misericordiosos con los daikots y ladrones en el nombre de una absurda ahimsa o violencia. Los ladrones y daikots eran castigados de una manera ejemplar, de modo que en el futuro nadie se atreviera a ocasionar esa clase de prejuicios de una forma organizada. Dichos ladrones y daikots nunca tenían la función de administrar como ocurre ahora. La ley de impuestos era simple. No había imposición ni usurpación. El rey tenía derecho a tomar una cuarta parte de la producción del súbdito. El rey tenía derecho a exigir una cuarta parte de la riqueza que uno tuviera asignada. Nunca nadie se lo daba de mala gana, pues gracias al piadoso rey y a la armonía religiosa había suficiente riqueza natural, es decir, granos, frutas, flores, seda, algodón, leche, joyas, minerales, etc. Y por ende nadie era infeliz en lo material. Los ciudadanos eran ricos en agricultura y cría de animales, en consecuencia tenían suficientes granos, frutas y leche sin ninguna necesidad artificial de jabones e inodoros, cines y bares. El rey tenía que procurar que el cúmulo de energía de la humanidad fuera bien utilizado. El objetivo de la energía humana no es precisamente el de complacer propensiones animales, sino el de lograr la autorrealización. Todo el gobierno estaba organizado específicamente para cumplir con ese propósito en particular. Por ello, el rey tenía que seleccionar bien a los ministros del gabinete y no en base a un número de votos. Los ministros, los comandantes militares e incluso los soldados ordinarios eran todos seleccionados según la aptitud personal, y el rey tenía que examinarlos debidamente antes de que se les nombrara para sus respectivos cargos. El rey vigilaba en especial que los tapasvis, o personas que sacrificaban todo en aras de la diseminación de conocimiento espiritual, nunca estuvieran desatendidos. El rey sabía bien que la suprema personalidad de Dios jamás tolera que se insulte a sus devotos puros. Dichos tapasvis eran líderes de confianza incluso en los pícaros y de los ladrones, los cuales nunca desobedecían las órdenes de aquellos. El rey les daba protección especial a los iletrados, a los desamparados y a las viudas del Estado. Las medidas de defensa se tomaban antes de que ocurriera algún ataque de los enemigos. El sistema de recaudación de impuestos era sencillo y no tenía por objeto el despilfarro, sino fortalecer el fondo de reserva. A los soldados se los reclutaba de todas partes del mundo y se los entrenaba para deberes especiales. En lo que se refiere a la salvación, se tienen que conquistar los principios de la lujuria, la ira, los deseos ilícitos, la avaricia y la confusión. Para uno liberarse de la ira, tiene que aprender a perdonar. Para estar libre de deseos ilícitos, uno no debe hacer planes. Mediante el cultivo espiritual, se es capaz de conquistar el sueño. Los deseos y la avaricia únicamente se pueden conquistar mediante la tolerancia. Las perturbaciones ocasionadas por diversas enfermedades pueden evitarse mediante dietas reguladas. Mediante el autocontrol, uno puede librarse de falsas esperanzas y el dinero puede ahorrarse si se evita la asociación no recomendable. Mediante la práctica de yoga se puede controlar el hambre y la mundanalidad. Puede evitarse mediante el cultivo del conocimiento acerca de la transitoriedad. Por levantarse se puede conquistar el vértigo, y los falsos argumentos pueden conquistarse mediante la verdadera comprobación. La locuacidad puede evitarse mediante la gravedad y el silencio, y mediante la valentía se puede evitar el temor. El conocimiento perfecto puede adquirirse mediante el cultivo de sí mismo. Para alcanzar de hecho el sendero de la salvación, uno debe estar libre de lujuria, la avaricia, la ira, el sueño, etc. En lo que se refiere a la clase de las mujeres, a estas se las acepta como una fuente de inspiración para los hombres. En ese sentido, las mujeres son más poderosas que los hombres. Al poderoso Julio César lo controló una Cleopatra. A esas poderosas mujeres las controla la timidez. Por consiguiente, la timidez es importante para las mujeres. Y cuando esa válvula de control se afloja, las mujeres pueden crear estragos en la sociedad a través del adulterio. Adulterio significa aparición de hijos no deseados, conocidos como Varna Sankara, que perturban el mundo. Lo último que Bhismadeva enseñó fue el proceso de complacer al Señor. Todos nosotros somos sirvientes eternos del Señor, y cuando olvidamos esta parte esencial de nuestra naturaleza, se nos ponen condiciones materiales de vida. El sencillo proceso para complacer al Señor, especialmente para las personas casadas, consiste en instalar en el hogar la deidad del Señor. Mediante el hecho de concentrarse en la deidad, uno puede continuar progresivamente con el trabajo rutinario de todos los días. Adorar a la deidad en el hogar, servir al devoto, oír la exposición del Srimad Bhagavatam, residir en un lugar sagrado y cantar el santo nombre del Señor, son todas cosas poco costosas mediante las cuales uno puede complacer al Señor. De ese modo, el abuelo les explicó a sus nietos la materia en cuestión.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Balakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatanvita Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha. So,
entonces,
this was a very grave moment.
Este es un momento muy serio.
The passing away of Bhishma Dev.
Es el tránsito a la otra vida de Bhishma Dev.
He was considered grandfather.
Era considerado un abuelo.
Even though he never had sex, he never had any children.
Aunque en realidad nunca tuvo sexo, nunca tuvo ningún hijo.
If you don't have children, how you can have grandchildren? But yet, because of his great wisdom and his great compassion, he was taken as the grandfather. Grandfather Bhishma.
El abuelo Bhishma.
So now, just before he is passing, he is giving all practical information of the duties in life,
de los deberes de la vida,
the duties of charity,
los deberes en la caridad,
the duties of kings,
los deberes del rey,
the duties of attaining salvation,
los deberes para lograr la salvación,
the duties for women,
los deberes para las mujeres,
the duties for the devotees.
Los deberes para los devotos.
In this way, he's very carefully and clearly describing all of the duties. If we can adopt these teachings of Grandfather Bhishma, then todo el mundo will become very, very happy. So, we should carefully study these teachings of Bhishma
Dev.
We should fully implement them in our lives. And we should teach everyone else how to follow the teachings of Grandfather Bhishma. By so doing, we will become fully happy. And the whole world will become completely happy. There is no need for all of this suffering. No es necesario all of this suffering.
No es necesario todo este sufrimiento.
Simply if they will take these instructions of Bhishma,
si simplemente tomamos esas instrucciones de Bhishma,
then all todas las problemas, they all become solved.
Todos los problemas se van a resolver.
So we have to understand, what is Bhishma teaching here? The first principle he is describing is the Dhana Dharma. You have to give in charity. One should not be greedy, miser. I don't know about Spanish, but in English, miser. How do they say in Spanish?
Esta palabra es
miser?
Es avaro.
Amaro?
Avaro.
Avaro. In what? How do you say miserable in Spanish?
Miserable.
Miserable? Miserable?
Avaro miserable.
Yes. In English language, the word is miser, miserable. You see, miserable and it's the same word. Miser and miser, miserable, same word.
Miserable.
So, in whatever language you may say, one who is miser, who doesn't give in charity, he must be a miserable person, avaro. One does not want to give in charity, he becomes a miserable person. So everyone has to give in charity. The householders, they should give to support the brahmacharis, vanaprasas, and sannyasis. And the brahmacharis' charity is to perform all kinds of sacrifices, rising early in the morning, studying the Vedas, going all day for preaching work. Working hard to serve the spiritual master. This is the charity for the brahmachari. And the brahmacharini also. So the retired and the renounced, they also had to perform penances and austerities for preaching this Krishna consciousness all over the world. The next item is Raja Dharma. This is the duty of the kings, the political leaders. They are meant to perform sacrifices for the benefit of the citizens. So in this age, you all know what is that sacrifice. It is the Sankirtan sacrifice. So the government leaders, they are meant to perform Sankirtan Yajna. They are meant to organize in every town and village regular daily Sankirtan festivals.
Entonces, los líderes, en uno su deber, es hacer en cada pueblo, cada ciudad,
Every day there is lunch break, isn't it? So during lunch break there should be prasad, sankirtan festival and prasad distribution every day. People can come out of the offices, they can come out onto the street for a big sankirtan festival during the lunch hour. In every city, in every village, every day there must be sankirtan. And profuse prasad distribution. Any politician who is not willing to do this should immediately step down from power. Only politicians who are willing to perform sankirtan yagya should be allowed to rule.
Solo los políticos que están dispuestos a hacer este sacrificio de sankirtan son los únicos que tendrían que estar en el poder.
So the taxation law is very simple.
Así que la ley de recaudación de impuestos es
because the king was giving so much to the citizens.
Porque los reyes están dando tanto a los ciudadanos.
The citizens were happy to pay tax.
Los ciudadanos van a estar felices de dar impuestos.
They would give 25% of their income.
Van a dar el 25% de sus ganancias.
If there was no income, no tax.
Y si no hay entradas, no hay impuestos.
But now, even if you don't have income, they still want tax.
Pero aún así, como no hay entradas, se les exige a los ciudadanos impuestos.
Sales tax. Gasoline tax.
De gasolina.
This tax, that tax. Someday they're going to tax the air also.
A un momento hay impuesto para esto, impuesto para la otra.
You have to pay
para el aire.
If you want to breathe, you have to pay tax. For every breath. You see? They simply want to tax. So whether there's income or not, they want you to pay tax. But in Vedic culture, if you have no income, you pay no tax. In this way, the king was very fair, you see. He wasn't a rascal rogue like nowadays. Bandido. Yeah, bandido. Bandido grande. He wasn't a big bandido grande. So, all the leaders would be carefully trained also. He would select his cabinet ministers very carefully. On the basis of qualification. Not on vote or on bribe. And even the ordinary soldiers were all carefully selected according to their nature. The only those who would engage as kshatriya are those who have kshatriya nature. Now they want to take in the draft board, they want to take everyone, and whether they have kshatriya quality or not, and make them soldiers. That is not practical. When I was a young boy in the 60s in the US, they wanted to draft all of us young men and send us to Vietnam. Whether your nature is to fight or not to fight, everyone had to go. But my nature was not to fight. So I refused to go. I was so stubborn, they let me out. Because my nature was to be Brahmin, not to be Kshatriya. So they let me go. I didn't have to fight in Vietnam. And then the next item, that is the moksha dharma. How to become liberated from this material existence. One has to conquer the enemies. Lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. These are the six enemies which impede our progress towards spiritual salvation.
Son los seis elementos que impiden nuestra salvación.
So you must conquer over these things.
Entonces uno tiene que conquistar estas seis cosas.
One should not become lusty.
Uno no debe ser lujurioso.
One should not become angry.
Uno no tiene que enfurecerse.
One should not be greedy.
Uno no tiene que ser codicioso.
One should not be illusioned.
Uno no tiene que estar en ilusión.
One should not become insane.
Uno no tiene que volverse loco.
And one should not be envious.
Y uno no tiene que ser envidioso.
One must be very, very careful to avoid these enemies.
Uno tiene que ser muy cuidadoso para evitar estos enemigos.
One must not talk unnecessarily.
Uno no tiene que hablar innecesariamente.
Talk. Hablar. You see. One should talk only about Krishna.
Uno tiene que hablar solamente sobre Krishna.
And not some mundane nonsense about soccer, the football, or
no,
this or that. And the next item is the duty for the women.
Y el siguiente punto son los deberes de la mujer.
Stri dharma. The women, they have duty also. Actually, the women, they are a great source of inspiration.
De hecho, las mujeres son una gran fuente de inspiración.
Prabhupada says they are power of inspiration for men.
Tienen un poder tremendo de inspiración.
Actually, Prabhupada says the women are more powerful than men.
Incluso Prabhupada dice que las mujeres son más poderosas que el hombre.
And how? What gives them that power?
Y pero cuando se le da ese poder.
That is their wonderful quality of shyness.
Tiene que haber una gran cualidad que brille.
By remaining very shy,
tiene que permanecer siempre tímida.
They have power over the men, actually.
Y de esa manera van a tener poder sobre el hombre.
And the men want to please the women who have all the wonderful shy qualities. But when women become loose and they become like prostitute, then the whole society becomes ruined. Unwanted children, varna sankara, who simply create havoc in the world. So the women should be very shy. They should not be very eager to speak with men. By keeping their shyness, they will be a power of inspiration for the men. And the last item is Bhagavad Dharma. That is the supreme dharma. To please Krishna.
Para complacer a Krishna.
Isn't that the whole purpose of our existence?
Es el proceso de toda nuestra existencia.
To please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
Complacer a la suprema personalidad de Dios, Krishna.
We are all part and parcel of Krishna.
Todos somos partes y parcelas de Krishna.
Therefore, we are meant to serve Krishna.
Por lo tanto, hemos sido creados para complacer a Krishna.
This is natural.
Esto es natural.
The part of a thing is always meant to serve the complete whole thing.
La parte siempre tiene que servir al todo completo.
Just like this microphone stand, you see.
Es como este parante del micrófono.
There's three legs on the bottom.
Tiene tres patas.
There's this stand coming up.
Este palo que sube,
There's this pole coming out.
Otro que viene.
There's this little thing here that holds the microphone.
Esta cosita que agarra el micrófono.
Every part of the microphone stand serves the function of the complete microphone stand.
Sí, de cada partecita sirve para que todo este parante sea útil.
Now, if some part does not serve the complete whole function,
si una parte no está sirviendo la función del todo,
that means it is a broken part.
Significa que hay una parte que está dañada.
And that part has to be repaired or replaced.
Y esa parte tiene que ser o reparada o removida.
Every part of a complete whole unit is meant to serve the complete whole unit.
Esta parte que también es un todo tiene que servir al todo completo.
So each and every one of us, we are part of the complete whole.
Sí, cada uno de nosotros son parte del todo completo.
Can any of you here today claim that you are the complete whole?
Todos los que ustedes están acá, cada uno reclaman ser el todo completo.
That you are the totality of existence?
¿A uno de ustedes se cree que es la totalidad de la existencia?
That everything exists within you?
Que todo existe dentro tuyo?
Can any of you make that claim? No, you cannot. Because each and every one of us, we are a tiny part of that complete whole existence. That complete whole existence is described in the Isha Upanishad. Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate. This way. That complete whole is described in the Isha Upanishad. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna reveals that he is that complete whole. Aham sarvasya prabhava matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. So, since we are a part of that complete whole, by our very nature, we must serve that complete whole. Otherwise, we are a broken part that needs to be repaired. If we need a repair, where will we go? We have to go to the repair shop. What is the name of the repair shop? It's called ISKCON. This is the repair shop for broken parts. And we have repairmen who work in the repair shop. What are the repairmen called? Maestro espiritual. The spiritual master, he is the spiritual, the gurus, they are the repairmen, you see. Working in the ISKCON repair shop. Each one of us, we are broken parts of the complete whole. Krishna could throw us away. But being very kind, he says, I will not throw you away, I will just repair you. So here we are in ISKCON, the repair shop. And we have our guru, he is our repairman, who is repairing us, you see. So we can become a nicely functioning part of the complete whole once again. Therefore, we must obey our spiritual master. Because if we do not obey our spiritual master, we will remain broken. Useless. As the Bhagavatam says, Shrama eva hi kevalam. Simply useless waste of time. If you are in a state of disrepair, then your life is simply a useless waste of time. Shrama eva hi kevalam. So you must go to your repairman, your spiritual master, and let him take charge of your life to repair you very nicely. To engage you in the service of Krishna. In this way you will become very, very happy. A wonderfully functioning unit of the complete whole. So that is our process of Krishna consciousness. As so wonderfully explained by Grandfather Bhishma. Mahapita. So are there any questions? Hay preguntas? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
But in Peru, we give 55% of 55% taxes. I mean, the whole thing.
And they tax you 55% in Peru?
Yeah.
And do they perform Sankirtan Yajna, the government leaders? Do they chant Hare Krishna, the government leaders? So then you change your government then. You should get a new government here. Prabhupada's men, they should run the government. Or you get the choice. You either follow Prabhupada or you give up your post. My dear government men, we are very happy if you remain in your post. If you simply agree to follow Prabhupada, then you can remain in your position. That is all right. We would like you to stay in your post. Would you simply read Prabhupada's books and follow them very nicely, and then we will be happy that you remain our leaders. But if you do not want to follow Prabhupada, then you should step down from power. And let men who are following Prabhupada, let them lead the country. Next question.
Siguiente pregunta.
We should change everyone. They're part of the people too. Politicians are not people. You should change everybody, one including the politicians. Why change everyone except for the politicians, and change everybody including the politicians? Next question.
Siguiente pregunta.
Yeah.
He says it's not convenient to approach politicians to get karma, so you avoid that.
What? A book distributor can approach everyone. You mean to tell you this Sankirtan devotee on the street, he can approach everybody with a book, but he's not allowed to give a book to a politician? Lord Chaitanya said, no discrimination, give this mercy to everyone. Why do you want to discriminate against the politicians? They are also part and parcel of Krishna. Why not give the mercy to everyone? Krishna loves everyone. They're all his children.
He's saying that it's not convenient to be a politician because you get more
time. Yes, if you're a rascal politician, then it's very, very bad.
Por supuesto, si eres un político pícaro, es muy malo.
But if you're a politician, if you're a political leader, as described here by Bhishma, Raja Dharma, then that is very auspicious. If you are a political leader like Maharaj Yudhisthira, then it is very good. Or Maharaj Parikshit. They are great saints. They are called Rajarshi. They are saint and they are king at the same time. The world needs such saintly leaders. The world needs such saintly leaders. Like Yudhisthira and Maharaj Yudhisthira, Maharaj Parikshit, like Lord Ram. Here you have Lord Ram. He was the ruler of the whole world. Have you not heard of Ram Raj? The rulership of King Ram. We want to establish Krishna consciousness as the leading culture of this planet. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that when the high court judges, they are wearing tilak, then our mission is successful. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he said, when the high court judges are wearing this Vaishnava tilak, then our movement is successful. So we want to see a day when the Prime Minister is wearing tilak, all the members of Parliament are wearing tilak, the members of Parliament, the High Court judges, when all the leaders of the society are wearing Vaishnava tilak, and they are all following Prabhupada, that's the day we want to see. The devotee wants to see that. He is not happy to see the cows being slaughtered, the women being treated like prostitutes. He's not happy to see people killing themselves with liquor and cigarette and drugs, wasting their time with pornography. He wants to see that everyone will read the Vedic wisdom. And everyone can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, and be happy. That's what the devotee wants, to see that the whole world will become happy. Yes, todo el mundo. Next question.
Siguiente pregunta.
Habló de seis características de la locura. Entonces mi pregunta es, ¿cómo uno puede, qué es lo que hay que hacer para no caer víctimas de esas malas cualidades?
How to avoid all of these six bad qualities?
Yes. To get rid of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. You must replace them with saintly qualities. Instead of thinking of satisfying your lusty desires with a woman, you should think all the women belong to Krishna. Let me see that they're all engaged in serving Krishna. Instead of trying to enjoy a woman, try to preach in such a way that all the women will surrender to Krishna. That's how to enjoy women, you see, by engaging them in Krishna's service. So in this way you can conquer lust. And regarding anger, It is described in this purport that by being a very forgiving person, learn how to forgive.
Aprender siempre a perdonar.
Because in this world, we are offended in so many ways. Everybody must get offended. Wherever you go, they offend you when you're walking down the street. They offend you when you're sitting down and trying to eat. Everybody gets offended all the time. It's a very offensive atmosphere. So you have to learn how to be very forgiving of all the offenses that are committed. In this way, you become free from anger. And how do you get free from greed? You should be very greedy to offer the whole world to Krishna. And that way you conquer over greed. Greed means I want to accumulate as much personal property as possible. You see, money, power, fame. But if I try to collect everything in the whole world and offer to Krishna, that way I conquer my greed.
Si yo quiero colectar todo el mundo para Krishna, de esa manera conquisto la codicia.
I become very greedy to please Krishna and please my spiritual master, then I conquer over greed.
Yo conquisto la codicia cuando quiero ofrecerle todo a Krishna y a mi maestro espiritual.
And conquering madness and illusion simply by reading Prabhupada's books and seeing things through the eyes of scripture, you will conquer over madness and illusion.
Leyendo todos los libros de Prabhupada y ver todo a través de las escrituras, uno conquista la ilusión y la locura.
What is the difference between madness and illusion?
¿Cuál es la diferencia entre la locura y la ilusión?
When you stack one illusion on top of another illusion, on top of another illusion, on top of another illusion, that is called madness.
La locura significa poner una ilusión sobre otra ilusión, sobre otra ilusión, sobre otra ilusión, y eso es la locura.
Prabhupada said, madness is the sum total of all stupidities. The sum total of all stupidities. So, in this way, you can, by seeing everything through Prabhupada's eyes, Prabhupada's chakshus, then you conquer over illusion and madness. And the toughest one of all is envy. Envy is most divisive, most difficult to conquer. So how to conquer over envy? Envy means if I see someone else as being recognized more than me, then I think bad thoughts about them. You see.
Entonces, envidia significa ver a otro que es más reconocido que yo.
That this person has more, he's being appreciated more than me, he has more of this than that than me, therefore I think very bad about him.
Yo pienso que esa persona tiene más cosas, es más reconocido que yo, entonces empiezo a tener malos pensamientos acerca de esa persona.
That's called envy.
Eso se llama envidia.
So how to conquer over envy?
Así que cómo conquistar la envidia.
It's a very simple thing.
Es una cosa muy simple, en realidad.
Just like you play madanga better than me, you see.
Es como decir, Juan, tú tocas madanga mejor que yo.
I can become very envious.
Yo puedo ser muy envidioso.
Oh, he plays better madanga than me.
Oh, toca mejor la madanga que yo.
I could think bad thoughts about that.
Empiezo a tener malos pensamientos acerca de eso.
He must be puffed up because he can play madanga so nicely.
No, seguro que como toca muy bonito, él está inflado.
In this way, I could think bad thoughts about you. That's envy. But instead of thinking, oh, he must be very proud because he plays madanga so nicely, I should appreciate your madanga playing. Oh, he plays so wonderfully. His guru must be pleased. Krishna must be pleased. He's enlivening all the devotees by his wonderful madanga playing. How wonderful he is. In this way, if I worship you within my heart, that how nicely he is pleasing Krishna by playing Madanga, even better than me, then what will happen to me? Krishna will bless me that I can also become a better Madanga player. So the point is, when you appreciate someone's good qualities, you inherit those good qualities. But when you find fault with them, then you go down. If you think nicely about devotees, then you go up. If you think badly about them in an envious way, you go down. So therefore, even if a devotee has so many bad qualities, with every single devotee, we should try to find some good quality. And this is one of the secrets of our very successful book distributors. They learn how to see the good quality in every karmi also. They approach the karmi on the street and they see within the heart of that karmi how that karmi also has some good quality. And that's how they're able to distribute hundreds of books. Because they see the good even in the karmi. And that way the karmi becomes very happy. Oh, this person appreciates me. I've never met someone who appreciates me like this person. Let me take the book to please him. So in this way you can conquer over envy. Even the karmi you can appreciate. Even the dog, you see. There is a dog, I just... Perro. You can appreciate even el perro. How nicely he protects the master, you see. If you come near the master's casa, what does the dog do? He chases you away. He wants to guard his master's property. So we even, what to speak of karmi, we even appreciate the dog. The dog is our guru. He teaches us how to be very faithful to our master. Actually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur prays like that to his guru. Please, my dear Guru Maharaj, accept me as your dog. So that is the mood. We have our dog collar, you see.
Sorry?
This is dog collar. I don't know about in Peru, but in America, every dog, they put a collar on the dog. So this is our dog collar, our jamba, our kantimala, dog collar. We are the dogs of our gurus, you see. I am Prabhupada's dog. So in this way, we are all the dogs of our Guru Maharajas. So anyway, in this way, you can easily conquer over envy, madness, illusion, lust, greed, and anger. No es difícil, Prabhu. Ah, yes. The real way to get rid of the politicians is to make, because now it is time of democracy.
Ahora es el tiempo de la democracia.
You have to educate the voters.
Uno tiene que educar a los votantes.
The politicians are too stubborn. They're not going to take this Krishna consciousness.
Los políticos son muy,
You have to make the people in general Krishna conscious, and then they'll demand Krishna conscious leaders. That's how you get Krishna conscious
leaders.
It's very rare. I mean, I approached a politician one time. I went to our congressman in the U.S. I approached our congressman. I gave him Bhagavad Gita. I told him this is what the saintly rulers would study. And he said, thank you very much for giving me this book. But he still, he did that just to be nice. I don't know if he read it or not. And sometimes the presidents, we had in the U.S., there was one President Carter, he actually read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita.
Presidente Carter, el presidente de Estados Unidos, que él leyó el Bhagavad Gita de Srila Prabhupada.
When he was going to India, he read the Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. Queen Elizabeth also read one of Prabhupada's books.
La reina Isabel también leyó algún libro de Prabhupada.
She was posing for a bust, you know, where they make a statue, a carving. So the artist who was making the carving, he was Krishna conscious. He said, here, you can read this while I'm carving you. So he gave her one of Prabhupada's books, Queen Elizabeth. So in this way, we should try, whenever we can get some books to the politicians, it's very good. Prabhupada personally met with Indira Gandhi, the Prime Minister of India. He tried to make a meeting all the, with the President of the U.S. Prabhupada tried to make a meeting with the President of the U.S. So we try to preach to everyone. That is our mission. Any other questions? What about the Matajis? Any question?
Matajis, alguna pregunta?
Yes?
Con respecto a este tema, en Argentina hubo un presidente anterior y se le dio una tapadita. Lo bueno es de esto, es que cuando tiene malas intenciones se desenmascara rápido. Lo bueno es incluir a poder distribuir la más cantidad a líderes, porque es la manera de desenmascarar los rápidos si tienen mala intención.
Okay, he said that it's a good way to, you know, change the politician. I mean, if you distribute a lot of books and surround them,
Yes, the more we can distribute books, Peshadam and the holy names, the politicians will have to take note.
Sí, mientras más libros distribuyamos, los políticos van a notar esto, ¿verdad?
They are after popular vote. So if they see that this Hare Krishna is becoming very, very popular,
entonces pueden ver, ¿no? Los Hare Krishna son muy populares.
Just like in Florida, we have our community in Alachua, Florida.
Como en Florida, Alachua, una comunidad.
And we have so many devotees living in the area. When somebody runs for office, they will come to the Sunday feast and set up a table. to win the Hare Krishna vote. Because they know if I can win, get the Hare Krishna vote, then I will win, because the Hare Krishna, they are very powerful. So someday it will be like that all over the world, you see. When people go to vote in the election poll, you see, if someone is Hare Krishna, they will get the vote. And if they're not Hare Krishna, nobody will vote for them. So the more you can preach and distribute books, hold festivals, distribute prasad, the sooner that day will come. Any other questions?
very important to this question.
Political leader?
If my leader is not following all the regulative principles, 16 rounds.
Yes, if the leader is not following all the regulative principles.
Si mi líder no está siguiendo todos los principios regulativos.
Then we should talk to his leader.
Yo tengo que hablar con el líder de él.
Explain what's going on.
Explicarle qué está ocurriendo.
Because I am not in a position to correct my leader.
Porque yo no estoy en la posición de corregir a mi líder.
But his leader is in a is in a position to correct him.
Pero el líder está en posición de corregirlo.
We, in a very humble way, we should tell his leader.
De una manera muy humilde tiene que decir a su líder, o sea, el líder del líder.
You understand?
Decirle, ¿no?
Yeah. We should always be very respectful. Devotees are sincere. But sometimes they may have difficulty. But we should never be disrespectful. Even if a devotee is having difficulty, we should be very compassionate. We should never become hateful towards any devotees. Should always be very merciful and try to always be in the mood of helping them.
Uno tiene que estar, ser muy misericordioso siempre en el humor de ayudar.
If you want to be loved, you have to give love.
Si tú quieres ser amado, tienes que dar amor.
That's the secret.
Ese es el secreto.
If you want to be loved, you have to give love.
Si tú quieres ser amado, tienes que amar.
The more that you give love, the more you will receive love.
Mientras más amor das, más amor recibes.
Personally, I'm very greedy to be loved. I want to be loved by everybody. I'd love to be loved. Therefore, I try to give love to everyone.
Entonces, yo tengo que dar amor a todos también.
Because I know that's how I'll get more love in return.
Porque yo sé que eso me va a dar más amor a mí.
Yes.
How can we inspire people?
Huh?
How can we inspire the devotees? Inspire people.
Inspire them for Krishna consciousness.
In general.
Yes. It's very simple, Mataji.
Es muy simple, madre.
If you want to inspire others,
si uno quiere inspirar a otro,
then you should become inspired.
Entonces tú tienes que inspirarte también.
Inspiration is a contagious disease.
La inspiración es una enfermedad contagiosa.
If you are personally very, very inspired, then just by your association, so many people become inspired.
Si usted misma es muy, está muy inspirada por asociación, mucha gente se va a inspirar.
That means when you're chanting your japa,
eso significa cuando canta su yapa,
you should go deep, 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 deep into the nectar of the name.
Uno tiene que ir más profundo hasta el néctar.
When you're taking the darshan of the deities,
sino cuando uno toma el darshan de las deidades,
you should drink the form of the Lord into your heart.
Uno tiene que hacer que la forma del Señor entre a su corazón.
When you bow down before Guru and Krishna,
cuando uno se postra ante el Guru y Krishna,
you should think that you're lower than the dirt on the floor.
Uno tiene que pensar que es uno más bajo que el polvo del camino.
You should feel yourself very, very, very lowly and humble.
Uno tiene que sentirse muy, muy bajo, muy humilde.
In this way, you will become very, very inspired in Krishna consciousness.
Y así uno va a estar muy inspirado en la conciencia de Krishna.
And by your influence, the whole community will become very, very inspired.
Y por tu influencia, de esa manera, toda la comunidad se va a inspirar.
Okay. Next question. Everyone's satisfied now.
¿Todos están satisfechos ya?
Everyone's hungry now.
¿Ya tienen hambre?
So we will meet again. I'll be giving the Sunday feast lecture.
Así que también vamos a hacer
I'm going to reveal some of the I will reveal the top secrets of Bhakti Yoga at the Sunday feast lecture.
Ahí en la conferencia de la fiesta domingo a 1:30 voy a dar el secreto más grande.
So if you want to learn the most innermost secrets of Bhakti Yoga, you must come to my lecture.
Así que si quiere conocer el secreto más grande del Bhakti Yoga, venga a 1:30.
Shantarat Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.